at 7:45, live from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm Mike Hogan. We have a very special edition of Live and Local. And with me today, I've got the executive director from the Amplify Omaha, which was formerly the Omaha Creative Institute, as well as Bart, and that's Andy Saladino. Bart Vargas is an artist who's joining us as well, and Shauna Dorsey, model, all working on this Halloween, the second annual Halloween fundraiser. Andy, it's Grave 2.
Grave 2.
It sounds very, very serious.
Yeah, very serious event. We take Halloween very seriously at Amplify Arts. Yeah. It's our big Halloween fundraiser for the year. We realized no one was doing a Halloween event, and so we were like, well, this feels like a missed opportunity.
Well, and what I like about it, to be frank with you, is that it's on Friday, October 18th, so you're not actually conflicting with the fun of being able to go out and get all the candy you want in life. You get to celebrate Halloween at this fundraiser and then go out and take care of business as well later on. It's October 18th, 6:30 p.m. at the 40th Street Theater. What a choice.
It's a great, cool, weird, spooky, ooky, kooky place. We found it last year for Grave 1, and we had to go back because it's just, if you haven't been there, it's just a really cool space.
Talk about last year, you wanted to use a coffin as kind of a showpiece, and tell me that story again.
We sure did, yeah. Because it's a Halloween event, we wanted some sort of maybe not a used coffin, but some coffin to put some hors d'oeuvres or something on, and the owner said, well, which one would you like? We have a couple you can choose from. That we're just like in the space. So yeah, it's a cool event. It's great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, can you talk about, for those that may not know, because last year was when you unveiled the new name. You went from Omaha Creative Institute to Amplify Arts. Mm-hmm. What was the genesis behind that name change, and how is that working?
The response to the new name has been great. That name was left over from an initiative that they attempted about 10 years ago when we were going to be a school. And that was why the name was an institute, and that program didn't happen. And so we were sort of stuck with this name that didn't really reflect who we were and what we were doing. And so we talked to a lot of people. We did a lot of surveys and focus groups and branding sessions and finally realized, like, yeah, it's time to change this name, and landed on Amplify Arts because it sort of better embodies what it is that we do.
And can you talk about the mission a little bit?
Totally. Yeah. We just want to build a stronger Omaha through the arts, and we think that arts are an essential. They're not a nice to have. They're a need to have in a strong community, and then we think that artists are the core of a strong arts community. And so we build up artists, strengthen artists, champion artists by giving them financial resources and grants, professional development and education, sort of giving them opportunities and resources they need.
I have many friends who are artists, and one of the things I've found is extraordinarily talented people, but not necessarily in business. And there is a business to the arts, and it's very, very necessary.
Totally. Artists are small businesses, you know, just like any mom and pop shop. But when you're getting that BA or BFA, or if you get an undergraduate degree at all, you learn how to make your thing or do your thing. But there's actually a study that was from a couple years ago. We know statistically that arts programs do not prepare artists for the real world. So there's a lot of organizations like us that prepare so those business and entrepreneurial skills for artists so they can have a long, thriving career.
That's great.
Fill that gap.
How long have you been here again?
Been here 3 years.
How do you like it?
I love it. It's a great gig, you know. You get to plan silly events like Halloween events and work with cool artists like Bart and get to know people like Shauna. It's really nice.
Well, Bart is an artist here, and he's participating in this, as well as Shauna Dorsey, who's also a model in this. Shauna, what is your role for the fundraiser here?
So I was asked by Andy to join because I'm just, what would you call me, like a community builder, I think. And I have a lot of fun. I love IT. I work at Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company in a talent development role. So for this gig, I am modeling a dress that will be, it's kind of a collaboration between me, Bart, Hannah Nodskov, who produced this dress, and we're repurposing it for this event. And then we're working with the makeup artist, and we also worked with Chris Holtmeyer, who did some photography for us. So it's a lot of collaborating.
Okay, very good. Bart, you're also involved in this. And costumes are encouraged, by the way. People are encouraged to dress up for this event, right?
It's a Halloween event. Costumes are the gig.
Outstanding. Bart, how did you get involved? What is your involvement with Amplify Arts?
Amplify Arts, I'm a big supporter of their mission. I've been involved with some of their programming. I facilitate some of the professional development for some of their workshops. And whenever Andy asks me about anything, it's an easy yes. And with this fun event, I knew it was going to be fun, so I jumped on board.
Outstanding. Do you have anything special, any surprises planned for this year's event, perchance?
Well, the whole collaboration and costume is going to be a surprise. This was a really fun challenge. Like, I wanted to stay true to what I do. We wanted to stay true to Shauna's identity, but then we also want to do something that's unexpected. And so, we're looking forward to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the event happens October 18th at 6:30 p.m. is when it begins. It's at the 40th Street Theater, which is very easy to find, just down the block, proverbially speaking. I want to thank Bart, Shauna, and Andy for coming in this morning. If you're looking for information, go to amplifyarts.org.